Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, I'm going to try to figure out how to read the story that Kane decided to send and put. It's a Florida Man. Oh, you know what one it is. It's a Florida Man story. Florida Woman story, rather. Oh, now you're saying oh. No. Do you hear him? A 50-year-old woman, Yulisa Negron, had apparently assaulted her ex-partner with a private, intimate accessory.
Hey, I'm actually impressed.
Really trying with that one. The altercation escalated during a domestic dispute leading to the woman's arrest on a domestic battery charge. So she was in the process of relocating from Puerto Rico to Connecticut. She was staying with her ex-partner to gather her belongings, and it started out as an amicable arrangement. Well, then they started drinking, and then they started arguing, and then it got out of control, and she got mad because I guess he was talking to people on Instagram, and she confronted him with the, she brandished the private intimate accessory as a weapon and beat him about the head with it.
That she did.
The police totally arrested her. I'm going to end it there because, I mean, this is like the Olympics of trying to talk about this without getting in trouble. Oh, my gosh. Jeez. You cannot send. You know what? You're as bad as Florida woman Amber that dares me to read this stuff, and she sends me like the most inappropriate stories.
Don't insult Amber like that.
She's done this for 7 years. I noticed it. Let's see. A Florida man was accused of using his pet ferrets as bait to lure children. WFLA. I don't even like ferrets. This guy was arrested. Oh, he totally looks like a predator. After he used his pet ferrets to lure children into his house because he's a kid toucher. Robert Rouse, 36. He's been totally arrested. He's got a lot of charges and he's got some priors. So I'm sure he's going to have a fun time in prison. Just tell me where to donate for the commissary. That's all. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. Artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to GetNativePath.com/Dana.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. And we're at the top of this third hour. It's Valentine's Day. So Daytona 500, isn't that, it's this week. What was that, Steve?
Sunday.
Oh, that's right, Sunday. I kept thinking it was like Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, Daytona 500. One of my favorite, I've only been to one race in person, and I do love listening to everybody talk through the headset. I got to tell you, it's a trip. I do actually enjoy that because then you feel like you're right there, like with the, you know, like you feel like you're right there helping to direct the car, you know, just gives you that, makes you feel important. It's so funny. Anyway, so I don't follow it very closely, but if it's on, I will watch it just because I like cars and I like driving and I like fast. All these things are these are terrifying phrases for a woman to say in front of her husband. And also, where are the power tools? That's another terrifying phrase to say to your husband. Yeah. So apparently POTUS is attending the Daytona 500. Again, he understands, you know, populist tactic. You get to stay in front of people. So he's going to the Daytona 500. And for whatever reason, Bubba Wallace decided, I'm just going to be a brat. And I'm just not, I mean, there are so many ways that you could have answered a question. Like he was asked whether or not, according to the Associated Press, he was asked, what he thought of Trump being at the race when he was at a press avail. And he says, well, I couldn't care less. And, you know, I'm here to race. I'm not here for the show. He goes, we're here to race, not for the show. Why do you got to be bitchy about it? Why can't you just say, oh, that's, you know, okay. President's going to, even if you don't like him, why can't you just be non-confrontational about it? This guy's a drama queen. I feel like Bubba Wallace is a drama queen. He's the guy who made up the whole story with the noose. He's like the new Jesse Smollier. You had Jesse Smollier, then you had Bubba Wallace. Because remember when, you guys remember that flashback? Where he was insisting, even ESPN was like, Bubba Wallace is not the victim of a hate crime. Stop. The FBI even said, dude, you are not the victim of a hate crime. And remember, they had that picture of this. I'm going to pull this up. He said that someone tied a noose in his garage. And that's a racist message to him. And then when the picture was released, everyone's like, that's literally a pulley for the garage door. Are you mental? And the FBI said that rope had been in the Talladega garage since like a year before or something like that. Because it pulls the garage. You literally, it's a pulley. And he was saying that it was a racist attack on him. And remember all this drama? Audio soundbite 20. This is a flashback audio of Bubba Wallace on that. Listen to this.
But it is still an ongoing investigation with the FBI. I can now say I've talked to the FBI. Never thought that would happen. It's just unfortunate circumstances and in a terrible time that we're in right now. Year 2020 will be one year to for sure forget moving forward. But, you know, it's simple-minded people like that, the ones that are afraid of change. They use everything in their power to defend what they stand up for.
So he was at the Talladega Super Speedway and he saw this like this rope and this noose in the garage. And he was like, oh, that's for me. And it's been there for forever, apparently, according to the FBI who investigated it. And even other people at that track were like, that's how they are. It's a pulley for the door so you can pull the door closed. And do you remember all the drama for that? Oh, my gosh, such drama. Well, then the FBI, they concluded their investigation and they said, dude, he's not the victim of a hate crime. And that had been on the garage door at the Talladega Super Speedway for quite a long time. And they said that the report concludes and photographic evidence confirms that the garage door pull rope was positioned there like as early as last fall. And they said this was obviously well known in their statement. They said, quote, this was obviously well known before the 43 team's arrival and garage assignment. So that was there even before he was even assigned that garage space. And they have photographic evidence that proved that it was. And so they're like, no, NASCAR absolutely overreacted. And I think that that's shameful that Bubba Wallace ran with that. I mean, I get that there are a lot of things that athletes and celebrities do to keep themselves relevant and in the headlines, but perpetuating a race hoax is shameful. And then somehow it was like Trump's fault. And that's what I don't understand. How in the hell did that become like a Trump fault thing? You are, I think that if you're a racist, you see everything as an attack on you or something. I don't know. Like the idea that you're going to, that he walked in and he immediately assumed the worst, even though, as I just explained, the garage door pull, photographic evidence from the FBI and also other people at the raceway, it had been there since last year, long before he had ever was ever assigned that garage for that particular race that particular week. But he immediately comes in and decides to cast aspersions on the entirety of NASCAR, all the other drivers, and just everybody else for the sake of drama. This Valentine's Day, let me tell you, let me clue everybody in, although most men know this, some men may not, all women know this. The thing that kills a libido more than anything is when a man acts like a bitch. When a man gets dramatic, women want to vomit. Women do not like dramatic men. Women do not like drama-seeking men. It's gross. We don't like that. I don't like to see female behaviors exhibited by dudes. And that's a female behavior. And not only that, but then it became this huge conversation as to the openness of NASCAR. NASCAR was only ever encouraging and welcoming to him. What did they ever do to deserve that kind of impugnation? And then he said, because what was it that Trump said about him? Because didn't Trump get mad? Didn't he comment about it or something? Because I think it was Bubba Wallace that was insinuating that, oh, this is the Trump era or something to that effect. And I think Trump referred to the incident, and this was after the juicy sommelier stuff, as a hoax. And so then you had Audio Soundbite 21 flashback. This was Bubba Wallace. Oh, of course, you know he had to respond to that drama. This was him responding.
Yeah, you know, when I first read it, I was, you know, just like, man, there's so much more things that are going on in the world that I feel like he should be worried about. But it's hard to get people to understand, especially when the facts are delivered on the table and they've been there for 2 weeks now. So to be late to the party is one thing, and to be wrong on the factual information is another.
That's the crazy thing. He wasn't wrong on the factual information. You were, and that was proven by the FBI. In their investigation, it was also proven in a separate NASCAR investigation, and it was also proven by all of the other photographic evidence provided by all of the other people who were at that speedway and who noted that the garage door pull, which had a loop in it, had been there for over a year, long before he was assigned that garage space. But of course, he walked in and acted like it was all about him. So then, of course, flashback to today, and he's asked whether or not, you know, about Trump attending the Daytona 500. And he still cannot resist being a jackass. He goes, yeah, well, I couldn't care less if he shows up. We're here to race, not for the show. Yeah, keep that in mind then, Bubba. Maybe you'll perform better. Maybe stop being the show and focus on your racing, because it seems like you don't do much of that. I just, like, who, shame on these people. And it was, I mean, that's just one of the dumbest things ever. That's on him to walk in and immediately assume that someone there is doing that to you. What disrespect to an organization that has been nothing but supportive of him and encouraging and welcoming. What disrespect to the fans and all of the people who show up and sit and enjoy and watch these races and support the drivers by supporting their sponsors and buying their stuff and all of that. Like, what a disgusting insult. I do not like Bubba Wallace. I think he's an overdramatic bitch. I don't like him. And I'll say it a million times. And if you're offended, then I suggest you watch Dora the Explorer. Keltec, their PR 57, the 5.7. This is such a game-changing 5.7. And I have 5.7s. This is the lightest one ever. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest pistol. Now, there's several things that they did to accomplish that. First, they have an innovative rotary barrel that makes it the lightest 5.7 on the market. The second thing is the unique top-loading design. So, you know how the left likes to say clips instead of magazines? Well, this one, you can actually say clips. I'm not even kidding, because they replaced, you know, more of the traditional magazines with actual stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile. And you got a 20+1 capacity, and it's built to perform. I haven't fired it yet, but I've held it. It's super well. I've dry fired it, but it's super well balanced. It's you can. This is actually a great everyday carry, and the MSRP is only $399. Anybody can get this. It's from Kel-Tec, and it's the first of its kind PR57 rotary barrel pistol, a great 5.7 from Kel-Tec. They've always changed the game, and they're still doing it. Visit KeltecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this, there's one, I'm trying to open this here. And a story of victims outsmarting home invaders and actually fleeing in one of the suspect's vehicles. This was in Virginia. Two men attempted to rob a home at gunpoint, and it backfired because one victim outwitted them by escaping in their own getaway car, and then the other running after the suspects with one of the guns that they dropped while fleeing. Wow, these are like the worst burglars ever. And one of the two culprits got 22 years in prison. They just sentenced him this week. 41-year-old James Kennedy and his co-conspirator, who is unidentified, they went dressed as utility workers, and they were asking about a natural gas leak, and they let them inside. And that's when everything went sideways. But, yeah, it didn't really work out so well for them. I mean, literally the worst. It's like they planned up until that moment, and then they didn't plan for anything else after. A man was killed after Las Vegas fire crews found him. Well, apparently he was stuck in a palm tree. Yeah, I don't even know how. It's in Vegas, which I think we're going to have to probably do a Florida man, but for Vegas. It was on Wednesday. Las Vegas Fire and Rescue located him in a tree. He was 25 feet in the air, stuck in a palm tree. Someone said that they saw an unconscious man, so they called fire and rescue. Firefighters arrived. They were able to get him down. He was unresponsive, passed away at the scene. That's just so sad, but no report on how he ended up in the tree, which honestly is the most important thing to me. I mean, how does this guy get into the... I mean, that's 25 feet up. In Afton. Oh, Kane and I were just talking about this. St. Louis. Apparently, there were six mausoleum doors stolen from a cemetery. The doors weigh about 200 to 500 pounds, and they're described as priceless. St. Louis County Police are looking for thieves responsible for stealing these giant bronze doors, six bronze doors taken from New Mount Sinai Cemetery in Afton. I know exactly where that is. Oh my gosh. Passerbys first started noticing that the doors were missing, but they actually don't know when the theft took place. 200 to 500 pounds apiece. And, they're priceless, and so they're looking for whomever. How do you do that not be noticed? I know exactly where that cemetery is. You can see it.
You have to cut them
from
up
the road. Yeah. How in the world do you steal?
Smelt them.
That, yeah, 206 of them, 200 to 500. You would have to have a big truck to put those doors on. You can't just like put that in a flatbed,
right,
or a regular pickup truck. I mean, that's insane.
One of the things that he has is he loves dank memes and jokes, and he loves to make jokes himself and then laugh at his own jokes. And then all the people who work for him laugh at him, and therefore he thinks he's funny. And he's not funny. He's sometimes funny, I guess. I never thought so. But he likes to do this. He likes to engage in sort of these juvenile little pranks. And when he's not doing that, he likes to insult people. And all kidding aside, we don't mind being called these names, but it's a 53-year-old man does not do this. I mean, or this one does. And so he just like, this is what he likes. He likes to slag people. I guess it's part of video game culture or something, but I find it
unusual.
I
love it when old white women sit here and talk about you know, the culture and dank memes. It's my favorite thing on earth. That's Kara Swisher, who says, I don't know, like another 53-year-old who does. Then you don't know any men. You literally know nobody with a balls. You don't know any man, none at all. Because every man I know does that. Every age. She would be horrified to meet some of like the uncles in my family. They all do it. It's a dude thing. It's just a dude thing. And there's a lot of ladies that find it funny. But not her, because she's serious. She's serious lady on CNN, Kara Swisher. I just can't believe that. I don't know. She's mad because Musk likes dank memes. I, too, enjoy a dank meme. What is, like, every, they hate him. He's got a sense of humor. It's so horrible.
Of all the memes that exist, I think dank memes are my favorite.
Yeah, she just, like, basically became one.
Right.
Can you believe, like, this is what they're criticizing Musk over. Can you believe that he's got a sense of humor? So horrible. Can't believe it's funny. They just, they're horrible. How miserable are you? If the sourness of a Sour Patch Kid were a face, it'd be Kara Swisher. Good night. And then who are the other people that they're sitting? Who was the other guy who was sitting there that she was talking to? Was he wearing a hoodie on television? And he wasn't John Fetterman? Isn't that who it was? Who was that? It's not John Fetterman. Only John Fetterman gets a hoodie pass. I don't know who this stooge is. Positive he's wearing a hoodie, right? Or a dickie or something.
Yeah. I think a dickie, yeah.
But I don't know who is this guy sitting there? I just think it's funny because he looks like he doesn't appreciate her commentary. Because I feel like his internal thought bubble is, well, I like a dank meme. I feel like it is. So she's mad because Musk is funny. I mean, I guess Democrats miss the days of when, you know, they could drive women into ponds and leave them to drown. Oops. I guess Democrats miss the days when they could have fun times with cigars under the desk in the Oval Office.
Oh.
I mean, I guess Democrats miss the day when they could take a pregnant staffer that they had knocked up out of wedlock and make a sandwich with her.
Oh.
I mean, when does it stop? Is that what they prefer?
Enough, Dana.
As opposed to a guy who just cracks a joke online and saves us money. Jiminy Christmas.
Could
I'm out of give a damn juice today. I am out of give a damn juice. I have no, you know what? There's a national run on give a damn juice because nobody has any. It's all gone. All gone. How is that? That makes me like him even more. Oh, you're offended because he makes a joke? Oh, I like him even more then. What does that have to do with that he has every right to do what he's been tasked to do by the executive? Golly, could these people be more miserable?
Imagine being more upset over a joke than the unbelievable crazy spending our government's been doing through USAID. Imagine.
Yeah, that's what they'll talk about dank memes with Elon Musk, but they're not talking about all of the money that he found that's being wasted. Like stuff beyond even beyond what has already been found by a lot of these fact check or a lot of these third party agencies already. Just imagine being upset over they're saving you money. I really do think that the left views the taxation, like however much they give to the government, to an extent. I feel like they view that as a measure of whether or not you're a good little statist. Do you get that impression too?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.